We're here at the USFRA exhibit at Commodity Classic, and with me is Lisa Lunz, one of the board members. And Lisa, I know we talked a couple of years ago, but tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
I'm from Wakefield, Nebraska. My husband and I raise corn and soybeans in northeast Nebraska, and we've been no-tilling for about 20 years.
And I... As far as, so you're one of the board members of USFRA?
Yes, I've been on the board of directors now for about 5 years representing the Nebraska Soybean Board. And so when I first learned about this organization, I was excited because I liked their mission and what they wanted to do. And I think talking to the consumer is really important.
All right. And one of the things that USFRA has done that's really been in the forefront in the last year or so is the movie Farmland, which USFRA helped to sponsor, to make it a reality, to get it into theaters, and to now in video. So tell us just a little bit about, for those who have not heard, tell us about the movie Farmland.
Well, the documentary Farmland was produced and directed by James Mall. You know, he's an award-winning director, and he did a great job interviewing six producers from across the United States, all in their 20s, taking over the business, and I say putting a face on American agriculture. And so our big news today is that this DVD is going to be available in Walmart stores starting March 3rd, and you can get it on Walmart.com, Amazon.com, and it's going to be available in other multiple ways too. It's been, you know, available on iTunes and other things, you know, to download it or stream it. But now you can physically own and have your own DVD, which I'm really excited about.
Right, right. What has been the kind of response and reaction that you've gotten from the movie Farm?
Well, I think a lot of people don't believe that, you know, they're showing real, what I call real farmers. You know, they think it's just, you know, it's fiction, and people don't understand, you know, that we are real people out there in, you know, feeding, you know, raising food for people, running a business, raising our families, eating the same food that they're buying at the grocery store, and that, you know, food does not come from a grocery store. It comes from the land and from a producer along the way.
Well, surrounding the Farmland movie, you have also a campaign called I Am Farmland. Tell me about that.
Well, this is a campaign that we would like anyone that wants to go to iamfarmland.org, and you can donate some money. And with this money, the plan is to put this the farmland information in schools. They're developing a curriculum, a 44-minute version. And so this way, you know, we can tell another story in the schools, except some of the stories that are being told about agriculture. We can tell a story and talk about, you know, producers that are raising chickens, raising beef, raising pork, raising vegetables, raising corn and soybeans. So, you know, because people don't understand, you know, I'm a corn and soybean producer, so I'm raising livestock feed. And we're right by a chicken facility, so most of our corn goes there. So I'm in the business of raising a feed that puts protein on your plate.
Great. So personally, what did you think about the movie Farmland?
I loved it. And I thought he did a great job. And I thought that it just portrayed agriculture and, you know, families trying to raise their kids, the love of the land, the love of what you do. You know, there's so many farmers that have that, and, you know, a lot of them are third, fourth generation, and so, you know, farming is kind of a business that, you know, you either love it or, you know, you go do something else. And these families all had people that loved it and stayed in the business, and the work and the challenge and all the things that we don't have control over that we deal with daily. And, you know, it just makes it, you know, a business is a business, and it just always makes it challenging.
Well, it's great that this movie has been a springboard for other things. To be able to, like you said, get it out to the schools, that's going to be vital, and it's such a great documentary. It's not like it's a, you know, it's a good movie to be able to show young people.
And I always say it's a tool to start a conversation. And we need to have those conversations with the consumer or with anybody, and even other people in agriculture. And so I look at this documentary as a tool to start conversations. And I think that's, you know, where we're at. And as producers, we need to have those conversations. We need to ask questions, find out what they're asking, find out what they want to know, and just talk to consumers.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Lisa, here at the USFRA exhibit at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.